This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slap. I'm Aileen, as you know.
And I'm Jordana.
We've been here a while. So
welcome back.
We're talking about The Bachelorette because we didn't talk about it last week because we had the challenge peeps here.
Right. We can only talk about one reality, one absurd reality show at a time.
Yeah. Okay, so this week was boring as hell.
Yeah.
Yes. You agree?
It was, like, very painful to get through.
It was really, really painful. It was all, like, staged. Like, when Brian got up, like, please excuse me for a second. And then, like, where was he going?
I feel like this whole season has been, like, a little boring. Like, besides last week. Really, like, Dean's dad saved the day.
Yeah, I like bring back the dad, Pit Param or something.
Yeah, bring back Dean's dad. I don't remember what his name is, but... Even, like, Brian's mom was also pretty good. There's just, like, everyone in Rachel's family was, like, a little too normal. They were, like, trying to create some fake drama, but it was, like, not really
also,
happening.
Like, they were all so monotone. Like, they were just, there was no emotion in anyone's, like, okay, Rachel. Or, like, they were just robots.
Right. Because it's just, like, also, I don't know, who cares, whatever. I thought the thing with Peter, though, when he was, like, I just think that, getting engaged means that you're going to get married. And
yeah.
I don't want to do that unless I know for sure that I'm going to get married. And it's been so short. And she's like, she's like, I don't agree. I feel like being engaged means you see where the relationship goes. No, I'm like, that's what having a boyfriend
okay,
is.
No, here's why I don't agree. Like, yeah, in real life, but it's like you went on the show, you knew what the end is and you know what the girl wants. So
right.
Like, you have to accept that the fake reality of like, that's not what it's like. You're just literally just trying to graduate the show. She has a ring that he didn't even fucking pay for. Like, who cares? Then
right.
You're saying you're engaged, then you work on it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I remember speaking to, like, Robbie Hayes about this when he came and he was, like, on our Facebook Live. And he was like, the one thing I regret is just proposing because I feel like that's just, like, a thing that you're only supposed to do once and, like, asking for the dad's hand. Well, it's like, if you think that, don't go on the show.
You're right. I agree.
Like, if you're so traditional about the idea of marriage and family, pick a different reality show.
Don't pick a reality show. I just think that, like, okay, I wrote that in my notes. And I just thought that. Right, we take notes, by the way, when we watch The Bachelor.
Not for any reason at all.
Because we miss school. I think he just wants to be The Bachelor, Peter. Like, he went on, and he's just being a fuckboy.
Right.
Everything he's doing is like that.
Well, he shouldn't be, if he truly agrees with that, he shouldn't be The Bachelor, because he's saying, I'm not going to propose to Rachel, and I'm not going to propose to anyone else after 8 weeks.
I don't think he believes that. I think he's just saying that so she is forced not to
pick
him. Yeah.
Because
he thinks he can do better.
I still don't really get why they have to get engaged.
I don't either. Because Neil Lane has to be involved.
Right.
Just get her a nice necklace.
It's just like you can't possibly agree to be engaged to someone. You don't even know them. 8 weeks? Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Oh, like the conversation Rachel had with her mom. She was like, I just don't believe you could be saying you were in love with someone or love someone after 2 months.
It hasn't even been 2 months, I think, in their world. Like, I've had almond milk in my fridge for longer than that.
I think you're supposed to throw that out, though.
You can't agree. No, if you don't open it, it doesn't expire that fast.
So why do you have it? Oh, my God.
Anyway, that's a conversation.
Wait, did you know that almond milk, you have to, like, throw it out after 10 days? Like, who can
of
drink?
Of opening it?
Yeah, who could drink that much almond milk?
I don't know. Depends. I put
like
it in
large
my
families.
Smoothies.
Right, you're a big smoothie queen.
Yeah, I feel
now.
Like family's food disappears extremely fast. When you live, like, by yourself, it's just...
You're just, like, constantly throwing shit out.
Right. There's no point in grocery shopping.
Anyway, so I miss Dean, and more importantly, Dean's dad. That was, like, really, really crazy. You guys should read our recap from that week, because I don't really want to get into it.
Dean, that was... It was weird because, like, you saw, it would kind of give you, like, a little bit, like, of an idea of, like, a hypocrisy behind these, like, super zen people where he's like, everyone is welcome.
Yeah.
Like, thank you so much for being here. What do you mean I wasn't a good father?
Like, fuck you. Like, Dean's dad, can we please have a conversation? He's like, if we must. Like, that's not what a peaceful man would say.
Right. It's like fake. It's like peaceful when he's talking about the things that he wants to talk about.
Well,
but
he probably got paid and then he realized, like, like, this does not align with my, like, new beliefs. So, fuck this.
You don't think he's an avid Bachelorette watcher?
I don't know. I was really into his purple garb. So, speaking of The Bachelor, we are really excited to announce that we're starting a new Bachelor-focused podcast called The Bachelor. And it's going, we're starting for the new season of Bachelor in Paradise, which is supposed to be real scandy. And you're going to get it on Tuesdays. So I realize people can't clap because this is a private podcast, but I'm expecting applause.
Do you want to clap for yourself? Yes. For us, rather. Do you want to clap for us?
I'm really excited to do it because it's really just like us talking shit about The Bachelor.
Well, it's like the same thing we do here, except for just more Bachelor focused.
Yeah, Bachelor.
Maybe we'll get some special Bachelor people.
I mean, we will. We defs will.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Chris Harrison, if you're listening.
Wait, did you notice that Eric like couldn't really read his fantasy suite note, and he at the end wrote,
he signed
Chris Harrison.
Yeah, he took like a very long time to read that.
I felt so bad.
I felt bad making fun of him, but it took like an absurdly long time.
He was the one who spelled facade PSYDE.
Yeah, that was so funny in the recap. We wrote about that too. Check out the recap on Betches.com.
Yeah, just search Betches.
Just Google it.
Yeah, just fucking Google it. It's popular.
Okay. Did you hear? Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah. I'm also rewatching all of Game of Thrones, and I'm like consumed by it. Like I'm Googling who everyone is, the maps, everything, and like literally in this world. I think I know more history about the Game of Thrones characters than I do actual European history. But
it's so rude considering I tutored you for the AP Euro test in 10th grade.
I think I actually remember a lot about what you taught me, but I remember nothing else.
There was one time when Aileen and I were studying for AP Euro that I convinced her that there was a time in Russia called the Era of Confusion. When everyone was just really confused that didn't actually exist. But
yeah, I fell for everything. I'm really gullible. Fuck you. But you corrected me before I wrote on an essays.
Yeah, we figured it out. It was fine.
But anyway, speaking of Game of Thrones, what are your thoughts?
The newest season, it's like, I feel like the first couple episodes are usually not that intense. But this second one at the end was like, oh my God, like that's a lot.
What happened? I forgot.
With the spoilers. with the boat scene where he just comes in.
Oh,
he,
that
like,
was fucking
kills
crazy.
The girl. He like kills the whole
Yeah, that
thing.
Was so cool.
I feel like, what's the guy's name?
Euron Greyjoy.
Right. Euron. I feel like he does not look of the era.
No. Right? He also is very
He looks
good
like
looking.
He's in a band.
I thought it was, you know how they like did two different characters for like actual actors for Dario Naharis or something?
Yeah.
How they had like a blonde, like actually good looking guy, and then They had like a brunette, like slender man.
I think they just cut his hair.
No, it's completely two different actors. I exposed it on Snapchat.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes. One guy
you
is from,
did you look it up?
I'm 100 billion% positive. One, the second guy, like the current guy that she just let go, basically,
okay.
From her squad, he's from that show.
I know that.
Dario Naharis.
The guy,
so
this
I
guy
thought
is not,
they did the same thing with this
they
guy.
Didn't, though.
But really, they like cut his hair
right.
And he looks
oh, yeah, okay. I thought
slimmer.
You were, yeah, no, I know. I knew
and
that.
Hotter.
I knew they did that with the first guy.
Isn't he kind of like psycho hot?
Yeah, he's like crazy hot.
Like, he's not like crazy hot. He's like crazy.
Like crazy. Yeah.
Crazy person.
Right.
Psych ward hot.
Yeah.
Which is like a interesting hot.
It's a look.
But wasn't his whole thing that he was like not going to marry? Oh, no. He was going to go and marry Daenerys. But then.
Was he?
Yeah, that was like his goal. That's what he said in the last season.
Well, then he told Cersei he's going to
marry. Well, because the Greyjoy girl went, like she stole the ships and went to Daenerys first. So now he's like doing the whole
thing.
It's
like that episode of The Office where they all try to get the paper company and they're like racing to the office.
Exactly.
Do you remember that one?
Yes.
And they're like fighting each other in the elevator. Like,
we're currently having an office scenario in our current office where one of our employees is calling like the office management system, asking them to turn down the heat, to turn down the air, and then the other one is calling to turn it back on. So it's like Stanley versus Angela.
That's great.
Yeah.
In college, I lived with Sammy in college, and she used to turn up the heat while we were sleeping. And we would get very upset. There were three of us in a room. It was in a sorority house. And then we would turn the heat down, and then it was just like a war, but it was like silent.
That's exactly what it's going on right now. They're secretly writing emails to the management people, whatever.
Exactly. There's only one other news item, which is like not
Drowning
that exciting.
Drowning sounds so enthused.
Okay. So Michael Kors bought Jimmy Choo for like $1 billion.
Yeah. Not like, it was like $1.2 billion.
In order to get into the luxury market.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think it's going to keep happening.
Is that
going to
be their move, though? Is that like going to bring them back?
I don't know. I just remember those shoes that everyone had, you know, like with the, like, it didn't have a platform, but it had like those material, like, kind of cutouts. Do you remember those? And it was like a zipper down the middle or the side. Do you remember those?
Michael Kors.
Yeah, everyone had them in college.
Oh, yeah, I had those. They're comfortable.
I had those.
Michael Kors made some good shoes.
They made some good watches, and then then it ended.
And then something happened to their reputation. I don't know how that happened. It was like they were like kind of cool, and then they became like very lame.
They turned into a Coach, but now Coach is like really making a comeback. I think they like discontinued all their like CCCC designs,
right?
And a lot of other things.
I wonder why that happens to some brands where they're like in, and then everyone all of a sudden decides they're a joke.
Well, because Michael Kors, they changed their whole model where they're only copying like higher designer stuff, like all that's all knockoff stuff. I mean, I'm sure they do really well.
I mean, Steve Madden does that.
Yeah, I know. I buy a lot of Steve Madden.
Right. Well, I'm saying, why is it okay?
Because
for Steve Madden
think it's different between your shoes and your,
I think it's also because like bags. Michael Kors like what, like Steve Madden kind of owns that, and they're like, we sell like cheaper shit, and Michael Kors like wants to
maybe
be like a little
fancier. I think we're gonna keep seeing this happen because retail is like dying. That's not online.
Check that out on our Retail is Dying podcast.
That could be fun. So I think that's just gonna keep happening. Like all the department stores are gonna be closing except for Nordstrom.
Is that your trend forecasting?
Yeah.
Except for Nordstrom?
Yeah, Nordstrom is opening like a giant one in New York City, and they're like turning their malls. This is what someone told me that they're turning their like malls into, no, they're turning their stores into like malls, like lifestyle malls. So like the men will have things to do like while their like wives shop and all this. There's going to be like a whole like interactive thing. So it's not just clothing. It's kind of smart.
I mean, I like shopping in stores, so it's a shame that.
Same. I like it, but like.
But it's kind of like, it's like, I feel like that's the kind of thing we'll have said, and then it'll just be completely obsolete. Like, it won't make any sense to the generation below us, where I'm like, you know what? I like reading real books.
No, I think that's going to stay. What's another thing that was like, that's like that? I like Twitter.
Like, or it's like, I don't like texting. I like talking on the phone. Like, well,
I like BBM. Yeah.
Right.
I like BBM.
I just like, yeah, I was like, I like BBM. I don't want to get rid of BBM.
True. All right.
So, Eileen, you just moved right to Brooklyn.
Yes, I did, to Brooklyn. It's cool.
Great. Yeah. Like, so have you finished decorating, or are you still in that process?
Mostly finished. I just have a bunch of pictures to hang or just like put aside, you know, like against the walls.
Well, I feel like framing pictures and putting them up is just sort of something they never teach you in school.
They really, really don't. Like the mat and like what color.
Yeah. There's like a ton of different options.
Where do you even get all that? I don't even know.
If you're not an art major, are you supposed to know how to frame a picture?
Like, good question. But, So this company, Framebridge.
So it's an online company.
Yeah.
And if you go to them, if you go to framebridge.com, it makes it really easy to frame.
Yeah, so we tried it. We tried Framebridge. The reason we bring it up is because I needed pictures framed. You can literally frame your Instagram pictures, like just from your Instagram. You can
send in your camera roll.
Yeah, you can send in like a canvas that you have. Like Jordana, you like buy shit like when you travel. Like you can send it to them. They have designers, I think, that'll even like tell you which of their frames will look good.
Yeah.
It's super affordable.
You can get some stuff like as low as like
$39.
$39.99? No, $39. Seriously, like I go to a frame store in the city and it's like $200 for like the smallest thing.
Yeah, right.
So
it's crazy. But it's awesome. And the best part is if you go to framebridge.com, you use our promo code Betches, you will get 15% off. And basically, you can get so many frames.
Apartment decorating made easy.
Seriously, it's so fun. Like, I got a rose gold frame. I ordered a picture of me, my dad, and my brother.
You didn't pick a picture of me?
Well, no.
Send into Framebridge? It's very rude.
I have five pictures of you up on my wall and one of my parents.
Okay, fine. I'm okay with that ratio.
But yeah, so go to framebridge.com, use promo code BETCHES for 15% off of your order, and get framing. It's really fun.
Okay, so we've got a couple dear Betches and one random
really funny
series
one.
Of questions. Do you want to read it?
The first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear Betches.
Oh, I just have a lot of feelings.
Is this the funny one?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Betch, is, first of all, love the podcast and have been following you guys for years. I love everything you guys write, and the only reason I haven't finished your second book is because I decided I don't want a boyfriend at this time in my life, so I'll finish it sometimes later. It's not really what the whole book is about, but okay. I don't want to think about anyone else's emotional needs if I don't have to, you know? Anyway, I have a question pertaining to your group of your friend group and how you guys would classify yourselves in Betchy linguistics. Who is the head betch in charge? Who is the group dud? Who is the batshit crazy betch? I'm so curious to see if any of my predictions, although I have no real evidence to base these from, line up with the truth. I was also wondering how each of you would classify yourselves in terms of friends' characters. I thought of this a couple podcasts ago when Aileen had her scratchy voice v. Sophia Bushy-esque. Okay. And that episode where Phoebe gets sick and discovers her sexy singing voice. Anyway, I'd love to hear this on the podcast, so I hope it makes the cut. Love you guys. Curiosity killed the batch. I love compliments on my voice. Apparently, this is a thing. Okay. I don't think there's like friends characters. Now it's a thing. Funny.
It's getting to your head.
No. The like the Betchy Link, who's the dud, oh. Who's the...
Okay, those are like obviously like sort of caricatures of friends. There's no one who's entire... We all have moments when we are all of these people, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
I've definitely been a batshit crazy batch.
You've definitely been a dud.
I've definitely been the dud.
Yeah, I think we've all, like, it depends, like, how much you've drank.
It's what your mood is.
What like, year it is. Yeah. I think we all have, I mean, and also our friend group isn't just me, Aileen, and Sammy.
Yeah. We have a lot of friends. You can see them all on Snapchat. Like this one time, I think that one of our friends who would be the most batshit crazy in like how much she drinks, but not so in her actions. She like just showed up to like our group dinner, just blackout.
And then left for them to go to the bathroom and then just left.
And then like dined and dashed, which was so fucking funny. But like, she also texted the next day. She was like, guys, like, what happened? Did I just leave? I'm so sorry.
It was like 5 a.m. Like, yeah. I just woke up.
I just worked out. Like, she's crazy. But I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I don't think you would understand because, I mean, there's the extended group as well. And also, again, like we said, like, people are...
Like, you can want to stay in, you're so boring, and, like, suddenly you have nothing to say, and that's, like, you're just the dud, right. And you're just kind of annoying everyone.
We're not like the girls from Sex and the City. We're well-rounded characters with them.
Yeah, I agree with that. But what about friends?
I think we've had this discussion before. I feel like we said you're Monica and I'm Chandler.
Yeah, right,
not that
right.
Not that we're getting married, but...
Yeah, I'm Monica. I have OCD. Yeah, but that's really, I guess I'm like really a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I just feel like you would say and do like a I would lot of be the things like Monica. That she would do. I'm trying to think of any particular episodes.
Could be chill, but could be high strung.
Specific yet broad.
Yeah, I think that's and if you need clarification, just email us back.
Yeah, and then I'm just like Chandler because I'm a little awkward. I try to deflect things.
Talk about your family a lot.
Yeah, I talk about my family.
You're sarcastic.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's it.
Okay, read the next one, Jordana.
Okay. Dear Betches, love your work. Love the podcast. Hopefully, Danny DeVito, I love your work. Hopefully this letter has just the right amount of info without being too long. Earlier this year, I began dabbling in the dating app. I'm sorry, guys. I had to skim through many emails to find one that was the appropriate length. They were all too long.
Get it together.
Let's get it together. Sorry. Earlier this year, I began dabbling in the dating app world. Things have not gone so well for me, and here is a prime example. I started dating a guy about 2 weeks ago, and we hit it off really well. The first date lasted about over 4 hours, and there was a lull. And there was never a lull in the conversation. The second date was even better. We hung out for about 6 hours and both really enjoyed ourselves and had great chemistry. So funny to bring a timer. Great first kiss, etc. I could tell he was kind of a relationship guy because he was treating me a bit more seriously than the average Bumble date. On our third date, he invited me over to his place for dinner. We hooked up and had a great time. But I felt like things were moving kind of fast given that we had seen each other 3 times already within about a week and a half, which is typically not my style. Although things went well, I was a bit apprehensive about the whole thing, as if things were a bit too perfect, for lack of a better word. 2 days after, he drops this bomb on me. Hey, wanted to be straightforward. I recently got out of a long-term relationship, and I'm not ready for a relationship, and feel that if we are going to continue to see each other, it would inevitably head in that direction. I think you are wonderful, genuine, and thoughtful. I, myself, am just not in a place for something serious. I wish you the best in everything career-wise and relationship-wise. I appreciate the honesty and maturity. I can tell this is him trying to be a good guy, but what the fuck? We literally have only known each other for about a week, and now guys don't want to date me because things are going too well. I'm torn a bit here because I want to move on, but I definitely want him to secretly text me in like 6 months asking to try again. Two questions. Is there any way I can salvage this? Expect that's a no. And what am I doing wrong here? Sincerely, dated and confused.
I don't, like, do you think that he really just wanted that was an excuse? Or do you think that was real?
I think that if you hang out with someone that many times, I mean, it's hard to tell without knowing the person if that's like their style, but I feel like if you hang out a lot with one person in 1 week, you have, at least part of you must like them like to them. Some extent. I right. think you can't like hate someone and just keep hanging out with them. I think there's definitely possibly like some truth. I don't know if he told you this before this text message that he recently got out of a relationship, but I think sometimes people do that when they recently break up with someone, they like binge on something, yeah. someone else, because it distracts them, and then they have like a minute to think and they're like, oh,
this
no,
is
this
is going too fast, yeah,
right, this is going too fast, or this isn't like, I'm not over this other person and this is just like me distracting myself and I'm not ready to actually like just deep dive into a new relationship.
Right, so you're not really doing anything wrong. Like if he went out with you for the third time, it must be like you guys have it went well. I mean, what could you do better? I mean, nothing. Like there's right. nothing. That just, it just sucks that happened. That's the reality of life. Like many people are just getting out of relationships. A lot of people are still dating people while they're still in relationships. Like right. like there, that's just the reality. It's more so just like, just move on. There's nothing.
Yeah, I think a lot of the times when people are dating and things go wrong, and they're like, why is this person doing this to me? When really you should think like, why does this person do this?
Yeah,
because it's very rare that someone just like does something personally to you to like, it's like if someone's doing something, it's because that's how they handle situations and that's how they react to yeah. things, right? It's never, it's usually not like about you, it's just about the way that they see life and like have their handle on it. It's hard not to take it personally, but I again agree with Aileen, it's not something that you did wrong.
Yeah, and also they're not doing anything to you to like hurt you. They've only known you for how many hours?
Like, six.
Yes. We had six. We had four. Yeah. I don't know what the third one was.
And the next time you're seeing someone, ask them about their previous relationships and make sure they're over them.
Yeah. Judge, don't like start with that.
Don't start with that, but casually just be like, if someone tells you they broke up with their ex like 3 weeks ago, maybe like have that in mind. They might not be ready for like jumping into a long-term thing.
Totes. Okay.
Do you want to read the next one?
Yes. Okay. Dear Betch, starting off with the obligatory genuine compliments. Absolutely love the podcast and listening to hilarious advice you give. I guess I'm looking for equal parts advice and validation that the situation that happened to me is as messed up as I think it is. I was in a serious relationship with my ex-boyfriend for a year and a half, and about halfway in, we both moved to the same school. I immediately became best friends with a tight-knit group of girls and, of course, introduced them to my boyfriend, who regularly went to the same parties as us and saw them day to day or on campus. Long story short, there was so much drama within our friend group, I began to distance myself from it, assuming he would too. I didn't think anything of it when I learned some of them frequently texted and Snapchatted him while we were together until after our messy breakup. As soon as I told my friends we were over, instead of getting comforted, I found out several of them rushed to go out with him one-on-one just days after we ended things and basically flaunted this to me on social media. I immediately cut both my boyfriend and my old group off, which only added fuel to the fire. Flash forward to now, a few months later, and while some of the group has taken my side and disbanded... Spice Girls. The others are still very much all over him and have no qualms about rubbing my nose in it. What I'm asking is, as a bitch, what's the best Blair Waldorf-esque way to get back at them for doing this to me? Doesn't this completely break girl code? What would Gretchen Wieners think?
I think it depends on how
young.
I think it depends on how good of friends you are with the people.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're that great friends with them.
Right. Like, if you... It was funny. I was just having this conversation with another friend of ours. I was like, I love you guys, but like, if you guys broke up, I would just like never talk to you again.
That's really funny.
Which is like, yeah. I mean, like true. If you're a really good friend with someone and they break up with someone, you're probably like going to pick your friends.
When you're younger though, people are a little bit more petty mm-hmm. and like, I don't know. It really just depends on the person that you're like friends with, if they're a loyal type of person.
Right. Do we have any friends who have exes that we regularly interact with?
Like, no. I don't think so. Unless we were friends with that ex first, but I don't even think that's. Yeah, I don't think, yeah. I don't have that. So I think the best way to get back them is don't get back at them. Like, don't give a shit. Like, do not care. Like, move on from your life. Like, if they're only rubbing it in because they know you care. Like, it wouldn't be rubbing anything in if there's nothing to rub in.
Right.
You know?
Or maybe they are good. I mean, if you're in, are they in college?
It seems that, like, right. They're going to school.
I feel like if you're in college or high school or something, like, maybe, like, you all are friends together and it is, like, a little weird to have.
They're saying they're breaking up. The band is breaking up. The friends
are dividing over their, some they're of them just are choosing dividing. Her and yeah. some of them are choosing yeah. him.
So choose the ones that choose you. Like, I think right. that's the
they're,
best.
If they want, if they prefer to be friends with your ex over you, they're, like, not good friends.
And they probably don't want to be friends with him. They just want to have sex with him. Like,
yeah, maybe they're just, like, happy he's single, which, I mean, if they were good enough friends with you, it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter. Like, so the best, I would say, like, thing to do is really, like, just, show people that you don't care. And by not caring, that means you don't, like...
Don't engage.
Don't act differently. Like, just don't engage as if, like, okay, this happened, big deal.
Right.
My life is better without
it. I think
it.
When you're younger, you kind of want your ideas to get, like, revenge or to pay someone back or to, like, make someone learn their lesson, when really it's, like, anyone who concentrates on that, like, still really cares.
Yeah.
So the best way to win, quote unquote, is to just, like, to be, like, forget apathetic. It and move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
kind of like, it reminds me of, I'm rewatching Vanderpump Rules. You're rewatching Game of Thrones. I'm rewatching
Two different Rules. Fantasy worlds.
Right. But, like, it's the thing, I'm at the point where, like, Kristen is, like, trying to break up Tom and Ariana.
Yeah.
And she just keeps trying to fuck with Ariana, and Ariana is just, like, doesn't care. She's not reacting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it must be so annoying for Kristen that she's just like, Kristen's like, Ariana's just like, yeah, Kristen's just like sad and crazy and
like it's
I'm
so
like
self-
not even gonna react.
It's so self aware to be able to do that. I think, like, for her to just realize, like, she's the crazy one,
right?
And
I'm not gonna
engage in it. Also, it makes you look like the confident one, like,
right? Like, you're secure.
You're secure enough to, like, not need this bullshit kind of thing. You can live without it, and that's, I think, the most important thing to do. Okay, so let's play games. Okay. Yes.
Great.
Okay. Yes.
Do you wanna?
Okay, from our listener called Maria.
They call her Maria. Her name is Maria.
Okay, whatever. She's called Maria. She asks, would you rather only buy alcohol that comes in a plastic bottle or only drink alcohol out of a plastic bottle?
I'm trying to, like, figure this out in my head. So it's confused. Like, you can only buy, like, the really shitty alcohol that comes in plastic bottles.
Yeah.
Or you can drink any alcohol. But it has to be out of
a water bottle.
Plastic water.
Like, you have to
bottle.
Pour it in a plastic water
like
bottle.
You did
it,
like we did on the train.
Yeah, like we used to do on the train. Yeah, exactly. Until, like, pregame.
Until last summer. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Until, like, many years ago.
Until right now. I have one right now.
I think I'd rather the better alcohol in the worse bottle.
Like, every time you go out to a bar, like, I'd like my martini, but you have to pour it in a water bottle.
In a Poland Spring bottle.
I think I'd rather just drink shitty vodka.
So then you care more about appearances.
No, but it's just, I like the act of drinking rather than, like, the actual alcohol.
You want a dirty martini out of a water bottle?
Yeah, like, I don't really care about, I mean,
just
I care about.
Squeeze the olives through the opening.
Yeah, I don't, I like the social aspect of drinking. It's fun. I don't think I would love to chug vodka out of a water bottle, like, anytime I want to drink.
I don't know. I'm prone to hangovers, and I feel like I've recently, as I've gotten older, realized that, like, the better vodkas
are
less likely to give me that. So I think for the long run, I might choose the alcohol that comes in
the plastic. Okay.
Wait, it's the good alcohol that I can drink out of the plastic. That's something old bitches say.
Old bitches in the club. Okay. Yes. Okay. You go.
Okay. Shoot BFF party with. Kate Middleton, Natalie Portman, Betty White.
Oh, God, I love Natalie Portman. Okay, I wouldn't party with Kate Middleton because she, like, can't do anything, right? She's like,
yeah, she's, I mean,
she's like, she has to like do stuff according to like conduct of the royal family. Honestly, I don't think
any of these people are going to be like amazing partiers.
Betty White sounds fun.
She's 90. How hard can she go? She's literally like 92.
Okay, fine. Like Natalie Portman, like she's not pregnant anymore. She's cool. Like she's from Israel,
I feel like she could party like you would want to party too. She would like have a glass of wine with you and go to a jazz bar.
I'm not my mom. It's, I don't, I like to do that.
You,
but I also,
you do like to do that though.
Oh, annoying. Fine, then I'd like to party with Natalie Portman.
BFF?
I also want to be BFF with her.
Okay, that's not how the game works.
Okay, so I'll... but I love Kate Middleton, too. She's cool.
I think I'm going to be BFF with Kate Middleton. I'm going to party with Natalie Portman. I'm going to shoot Betty White, not because I think she's great, but she's, like, had her time.
She's had her time on Earth.
I have to shoot... I think I'll agree with you.
Are you partying with Natalie? With
I
me?
Guess.
Okay, so we're all hanging out together.
Yeah, and I do think it'll be a little bored. I just don't see
Betty's
like
funny
that fun.
Though.
That's true.
Maybe. Betty's like really funny. I think I'd be best friends with Betty, but then you wouldn't know all the scandal of like, you know.
Well, if you're best friends with Betty, she could tell you about like life in like the 30s.
She'd be wise as fuck. Okay. In another century. Yeah, okay, let's be best friends with Betty. Let's drink or party with... sip our wines with yes. Natalie Portman.
And I guess we're shooting Kate Middleton.
Kate, I'm going to get mad arrested for that. Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry. Okay, would you rather walk in on your parents having sex or have them walk in on you having sex?
I would rather
this
walk...
This is like the age-old question. Yes.
I don't think we've done it, though.
No, we haven't done this publicly, no.
I would rather walk in on my parents having sex.
Yeah, for sure. It's so much less traumatizing.
I think I've talked this about to guys. I think guys prefer the opposite.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care. For girls, they're just like...
It's more intimate. It's confusing.
It's weird.
Yeah. I think I have walked in my parents.
I feel like I have too, but I feel like it was very young.
I was young, and I think they were like making my brother. Is that
what? That's too much information.
Okay, next
you should
one.
Tell that at his wedding.
Guess what? I walked in on them, and it was
is
you.
That what they told you?
No, I just can't like did the time.
What did you do the cycle? You checked out you were like 9 years old checking out your mom's ovulation schedule.
Yeah, no, it's because my brother was born like 9 months after or whatever, 10 months after that, and I remember I was like 10, so it was like, I don't know how often like adults have sex at that like many years, you know.
I'm glad I know this information. Next time I see your mom or dad, I'll mention it.
Whatever.
Okay. Last one. I don't know why we were randomly thinking about this, but what are your thoughts on piercing your baby's ears?
As we're playing, what are your thoughts on something really random? Okay, what are my thoughts on piercing a baby's ears? I don't judge, but I'm not into it. I think it's weird.
I feel like it's a little bit of a violation of like the babies. I mean, the thing that we do
the
like
babies.
The babies like pain. I mean, like it's like unnecessary pain for like something aesthetic. That's
right, because it's aesthetic. That's the thing that's a little annoying.
Right. I mean, although they do circumcise little boys without their permission too. But
I know there's like I saw this thing in Union Square about it that was like, but I was like, is that really like the thing that's plaguing 2017? Like, like men without choice of circumcision, but whatever.
It's also like the later you do it, the more painful it is. I don't know. Yeah. The baby's ears thing, like, I think it's like kind of fine, but I feel like they should be old. I feel like it's like also more fun if they're like old enough
and they're
to
choosing.
Like ask for it.
I totally remember when I got in second grade and I remember like begging my parents for weeks. I was like, but like my friend Marielle has it. So like, please, I just want to go to Claire's and just get it pierced. Just please, just one. It'll be a small stud. I just like, and they finally just like gave in because I was so annoying.
Well, why wouldn't they? Because you, because
they
just,
they're Russian. They're like, I don't see why you need to do that to yourself. Like you're too young. Like you're, I was in second
grade.
You
carefully disinfect the thing.
Yeah,
clean.
They're like, can you take care of it?
That's so your parents. Like, forget a dog. Like, can you handle maintaining your ear piercings?
Yeah, my parents
were
really
strict.
Oh,
and in college, I took Aileen to get her nose pierced.
You did.
It's not in there anymore.
No, I took it out. But yeah, I squeezed your hand real hard.
That was an exciting day.
Who pierced your ears?
My mom, terribly. I had to get them redone as an adult.
It's more fucked up.
My mom is like, she's like, thinks because she's a doctor that she can do anything. So yeah. When I was like six, she was like, well, have an ear piercing party, but no one else's parents let them do it. So she had like a piercing gun and she pierced my ears. They were like wildly uneven.
So fucked up.
She thought she did a great job. And then like I eventually took them out and then got them re-pierced like 3 years ago.
Okay, 3 years ago?
Yeah, I didn't have them pierced for a long
time. That's so interesting. I me and a friend pierced someone's ears in camp, like, you know, parent trap status. Mm-hmm. But, like, it hurt her so bad, she, like, did not get the other one. So that sucks. Okay, so, guys, that's it, right?
That's it.
Don't forget about our Bachelor podcast.
Right, and email us with any questions or concerns at slapped@betches.com.
Just like, what are you concerned
or
about?
Or suggestions, everyone? I don't know, concerned about parenting styles. slapped@betches.com.
Okay, bye.
Bye.